I have a brain injury.
So I've been told.
Even after 6 years, I still struggle to fully come to terms with it, to believe, acknowledge, accept, and honor my limitations. My story does not include a traumatic event, a mangled body, or a hard-fought recovery that is tangible, quantifiable, recognized, and celebrated like so many other TBI survivors. I simply had a fall at home. After a trip to the ER and a few CT scans, I was sent home with an orbital skull fracture, a concussion, and a very bruised face. I was simply told to follow up with a maxillofacial surgeon after the bruising and swelling decreased. I returned to my life the next day and full-time work the following week. My face healed quickly, and in less than a month, everything was back to normal, at least from the outside. Early on after my fall, I knew something was off. I could tell things were different for me, cognitively, emotionally, and physically, but not enough to cause alarm. I was in my early 40s, a busy working mom with 4 young kids, so it was easy to push through, ignore, and hide my symptoms from myself and others. Over the next 12 months, I started chasing my symptoms and went to numerous doctor visits. My test results and numbers were always within normal limits, but things continued to get worse for me. I was barely hanging on, and we were desperate for answers. Today, I now understand that I just could not function at the pace I had been running prior to my injury, and my body was giving me a big fat middle finger for pushing myself too much, too far, day after day. It took me over a year to finally get a TBI diagnosis. How is that even possible? I flew under the TBI radar, even while visiting countless doctors who treated me within their purview, their specialty. I was relieved to finally have a diagnosis, an answer to all my questions, and a path to recovery. I assumed I would do some therapy, maybe take a few pills, that I'd make a full recovery and be back to the old Amy in no time. Unfortunately, I learned the hard way that I might have minimized and oversimplified my TBI diagnosis and recovery. I did not have the foresight to understand the gravity or how it would rock my world for many years to come. I continued working full-time and, in many ways, continued to be the Amy everyone knew and loved. I did everything I could to show myself, and others, that the TBI would not change me. Boy, was I wrong! The first few years after my injury can be compared to peeling a potato, as so many understand this mindless task. Each day, I would experience just one swipe from that peeler. Initially, I had tough skin and lots of reserves, so there was less awareness. I was able to keep pace with my life, without knowing what was truly happening inside me. Unfortunately, once the first layer peeled away and those reserves slowly became depleted, things really began to hurt and eventually became almost unbearable. Imagine finding a bruise on the potato, and each day, the peeler hits the exact same spot, day after day, layer after layer, until that bruise disappears. I continued to lose tiny pieces of me each day, the pain continued, and my many symptoms became more and more complex. Along the way, I've also picked up other neurological, emotional, visual, cognitive, and physical difficulties. Some are a direct result of the brain injury, and others are a result of my long, arduous journey. They're all intertwined now, and most practitioners are perplexed as to how to untangle the web around me. I'm told to fight, to advocate for myself, but then the web becomes tighter and I am more restricted. I am apprehensive because I am exposed and there is more risk of pain. I am also told to relax, to accept this new baseline, my new normal, but then the web becomes thicker, stickier, and more difficult to pull myself free without assistance. Trying to find the balance between the two feels like balancing on a tightrope high up atop two buildings. Thankfully, I have never been alone throughout this entire experience. My husband has always been by my side, frantically picking up and collecting the small potato peels that have fallen along the way, bewildered at how to help. In the beginning, it hurt too much when he would fling the peels back onto my tender and exposed outside. Even today, he still sometimes tries to gently put them back, but for the most part, they don't really stick, and we both know it. He has learned to just hold me up, to support me, love me, and accept me, unconditionally, no matter what shape I am in. We are stronger together and resolute in our commitment to each other. My four amazing kids have come to appreciate the Peels, as though they're now littered all about our family home. Over the years, they've kicked, scattered, pegged, eaten, squashed, slid, thrown and torn my Peels, you name it, they've done it. But they also respect what the Peels represent. They love me and I love them more and more each day. I've had so many medical professionals enter in and out of the picture, each playing a role and shifting the direction and angle of that peeler. Whether it was through countless medications, hours of different therapies, conventional and unconventional treatment options, oh, many different perspectives and assessments. I am thankful for their insights, professionalism, and willingness to help. For the most part, we handed them the potato peels and they each tried, within their own expertise and in their own way, to tape, glue, or staple them back for me. Some stuck and some did not. In the end, we have not been able to get to the root cause or found a treatment or solution that truly helps with new sustainable growth. I received this response from one of my doctors very early in my recovery. The one thing you learn when you treat brain injury is that when you see one brain injury, you've seen one brain injury. There is no normal response, and really there is no abnormal response. Seriously, only a local weatherman is given more grace and latitude. And yet, this comment has always resonated with me because it is one of the most hopeful, depressing, honest, vague, simple, discouraging, bittersweet, frustrating, and accurate ways to describe a TBI to others. Today, this little spud looks a lot different than it did 6 years ago. The only way to salvage what remains is to bury it in the dirt, hope and pray that new sprouts begin to flourish from the small potato nub that remains. It needs a warm, safe place to rest and heal in order to grow. Water, nourishing soil, sun, time, and faith. If only TBI recovery was that simple. A bit more about Amy Blassingame. Amy sustained a TBI after a fall at home in 2017. She lives in Plano, Texas with her husband and four children. Prior to her injury, she worked as a project manager for 23 years. Amy passionately believes that the description mild TBI is a medical anomaly because traumatic brain injury of any kind can be life-changing and have a significant impact on the lives of survivors. Amy began writing after her TBI when she had difficulty expressing herself verbally. Writing became an outlet and a way to arrange, process, and share all that was swirling around in her rewired brain with providers, family, and friends. Amy hopes that through sharing her journey and her struggles, other survivors might find their lost voices too.